For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
Oh, my God. You guys are my favorite.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The one and only.
Rich Eisen.
This ball is gone. Kike Hernandez.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Shohei Ohtani unloads. A 3-run home run.
Earlier on the show, Steelers Radio Network host Jerry Dulac, NBC Sports Bay Area reporter Matt Maiocco. Coming up, actor Mila Kunis, Royals first baseman Vinny Pasquantino. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm very prideful to have one of the only shows that goes Jerry Dulac, Matt Maiocco, Mila Kunis, Vinny Pasquantino. Like, that's our lineup. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
every day, man.
That's versatility, man.
Yeah,
who else is that versatile?
Listen, I don't do this show so I can have people compliment me. I just do the show.
The best thing about us, though, is it's about us.
That is true, though.
It's factual. Yeah,
Russell Wilson nailed that one.
I may be in the minority. I'm excited to watch Russ play.
Let me say this sir.
Weekend.
All right, we're going to hit this. We're going to go in here. We're going to do it. It's funny. I had a conversation with our coordinating producer, Mike Hoskins. Like, should I go in on it now? Because it hasn't been officially yet. And maybe we do it tomorrow. But you just brought it up. So I'm just going to go for it here. Russell Wilson has not played like the Danger Russ, Let Russ Cook, Russell Wilson with consistency for a few years.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, remember he got hurt in his finger? Like, it was rare to ever see him miss a start. He was so damn consistent and consistently great in Seattle. He didn't just make the playoffs. He won multiple games in playoff seasons multiple years.
Mm-hmm.
He went deep into the playoffs. And in the same way that we, you know, lionize Aaron Rodgers for his ability to move around and throw a Hail Mary, throw a deep ball. He's one of the best deep ball throwers I have ever seen.
Facts.
And we, you know, we were all over Russ from the start in the history of our show when we did our podcast back in the day. And Chris, you were the television producer of that, putting together what we were recording, you know, for audio, but putting a camera on it back when not many people kind of did that.
Nobody.
All right. No. Remember we were all full up.
I know.
For our season kickoff. And then the Seattle Seahawks called us up and said, you know, our new starter, Russell Wilson, is available for this 30-minute period. Do you want him? And we're like, damn right we do.
Yeah. Also, he's going to be late because he's watching film.
Right, because he's watching film.
Okay.
Right. And we made room for him because he's the kid that took the job from
Matt Flynn.
Matt Flynn, who they signed as a free agent.
And gave a ton of money to.
Right. And he's the guy, just to keep going on and on, just to remind everybody, he's a guy. I remember when NFL Network, we did a Thursday night game in Seattle, and we asked for Marshawn Lynch after the game, and he said no. And we're like, who else are we going to ask? Because there really wasn't, the Legion of Boom wasn't booming yet. A lot of them weren't there yet. And so we asked Pete Carroll, and people were throwing Skittles at us the entire time. I'm serious.
Yes.
You know, and because there was no real identity of this team. And Russ came in and provided one for them, along with the Legion of Boom, obviously. So it's been a while. And if he gets this opportunity that Jerry Dulac mentioned in the last hour, and he's our Steelers whisperer, and he said he would be shocked now if Russ didn't get the start Sunday night on NBC against the Jets and Aaron Rodgers. By the way, two of the best deep throwers in recent memory, if not ever.
Maybe we'll get another shot.
Or multiple Hail Marys, right?
That's what I mean.
I mean, crazy. And so for him to get this shot in Pittsburgh and make the most of it and rekindle a Hall of Fame trajectory, this is a big if. But in this world where, you know, 199th overall picks become the greatest ever, and grocery clerks have movies made about them.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You can't say it's not possible, and it's not a dumb and dumber saying we have a chance here, because there is a defense and a run game and a coach and a coach that's not going to get fired, or a coach that's not going to start listening from outside the building and making different changes and things of that nature. It's set up, you know, where there is a big freak physical receiver outside for him to exploit. If he can just do this, it would be one of the most amazing stories in recent NFL memory. And this is why you're saying, you know, I don't think you're in the minority to say you want to see this for Russell Wilson.
I don't know if Steelers fans want this.
No, I think
after seeing the way Justin Fields has played.
Because what Steelers fans are seeing is a young kid with a physical skill set that at age 35, Russell Wilson does not possess. And they're seeing a team that is 4-2, and maybe we should just leave it well enough alone. Right. Why are you upsetting the apple cart?
Broke, yeah.
Why are we doing this for a guy who over the last 3 years did not prove to have the abilities that we're throwing out there for a magic carpet ride to take off? And they're sick and tired of either missing the playoffs or making it and getting one and done and not having a team like the Big Ben years, right? Where they go in with one of the best teams in the playoffs, and if they aren't, they're going to go on a run, and good luck to stop them. You know, like that. I think that's what Steelers fans might be concerned about, and what people are in the minority about is this magic carpet ride scenario that I'm laying out for you. People believe that that's just not going to happen, because reality is going to hit, and Russ wasn't seeing the field very well in Denver, and if he was, he'd still be there with Sean Payton, or Russ wasn't performing very well at the end with Pete Carroll, which they decided to go and get rid of him. You know, which one is it going to be? And for a team that is 4-2 in the mix in a division where both Ohio teams seem to be, one of them's totally out of it, and one of them has the parts and the people to actually make a run, they're two games in front of that team in Cincinnati right now. And they are in the mix, tied with the Ravens. So why are you upsetting the apple cart? Why are you doing it? Bengals and Browns, one of them's going to pick the other one off. And then, you know, the Ravens have a rough one on a Monday night at Tampa. You have a chance to beat the Jets at home on Sunday night. Just keep going. Why are you changing it up midstream? Why are we doing that? For a guy that, you know, Jerry Dulac can say, this has been the plan all along. Well, why has that been your plan? Why was that the plan? Based on what? So that's what's at stake here. And the magic carpet ride would be an incredible story. Incredible. And it might start playing out Sunday night against Rodgers getting Devontae Adams back. Unbelievable. What a night.
What a night.
What is our poll question results right now,
as they currently are at Rich Eisen Show?
So, reunion week, which one are you most looking forward to? Okay, let's go 40% Chiefs 49ers.
Okay.
27% Rodgers and Devontae Adams back together.
You're going to see that.
24% Saquon against the Giants and 9% tonight's game.
Okay. Sean Payton Broncos back in Saints. New Orleans.
Yeah. You think he gets cheered?
Oh, I think so.
Oh, yeah.
I would think so, too, right?
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Spent a decade and a half there.
Won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Changed the fortunes of so many people. Absolutely. And then again, what he did in
Katrina was amazing.
With, you know, as the leader of that team with Breeze in the aftermath of Katrina. I mean, good Lord. I'll never forget that night. And I'm sure Prime Video folks will have this thing all set up. All set up for tonight. Also, a reunion to discuss. Back together again, Cowboys in dysfunction.
Couldn't get through an hour without that.
Sorry, sir.
No mention in the first hour.
Well, the reason why I'm bringing this up is not to troll you, sir. I leave that up to Carl Anthony Towns and his florist. 47 flowers in Eagles colors and 9 flowers in Cowboys colors to match the final score of Lions versus Cowboys last week.
I'm going to have our...
By the way, the note, too.
I'm going to have our guest right there, by the way.
No, Mila Kunis does not need to take those flowers home. I'm sure she's got many arrangements of her own. She doesn't need to remove yours, sir.
Okay, you don't know what she needs.
But there's the note. I put the note, by the way, Chris, in front of the flower.
I love the note. I went and read it again. The fact that he says love, cat.
Yeah.
I think that's what I like the most about
it. Yeah, at the very end. Yeah, TJ... He said, hey, what do you say to you, TJ? Read the note, will you, please?
Thinking of you, fam. No Sunday was rough, so sent you some flowers. 47 of them, to be exact. P.S. Look at this mug, man. This is the first time I'm actually reading this, by the way. Look at the difference between 47 and 9. Wow. Love, cat.
Love,
cat.
Oh, TJ.
Look at the difference.
Love, cat.
Look at the difference. Oh, 47.
So great.
By the way, also the font.
Also just really wow, all caps on the wow.
Yeah. By the way, he had to explain that. Hey, I want all caps on that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. The person.
Unless the florist took it upon themselves.
Well, they print it the way you type it in.
Oh, okay. So, that's it. Okay. Just honestly. So I'll leave it up to Carl Anthony Towns. No, Troy Aikman was on local Metroplex radio today. 96.7 The Ticket.
Okay.
And
did he threaten anybody's jobs?
No, he didn't.
Oh, okay.
No one's losing their job.
Well, I mean, he's maybe the receiver coach or the Dallas Cowboys or the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, because he just did not mince any words about what he sees on tape from the receiving core. And the routes that they are running to try and support Dak Prescott and get some points on the board.
I think the routes are terrible. I think they run terrible routes. And I've thought that beyond this year. And I think CeeDee's got to improve in his route running. And as a quarterback, if you're not certain where guys are going to be consistently, it's hard to play the position. And so that's what I see. I see guys lazy coming off the line of scrimmage. Sometimes they run. Usually if they do, it's because they're anticipating they're going to get the football on that play. But if they're not, they don't. And it all ties together. And so I'm not impressed with that part of it. I just finished watching the Baltimore Ravens because I have them this week. You put on a film of theirs and watch their receivers run routes, and they come off the football. And so do San Francisco's and Green Bay's and others. But it's hard to play the position if you're not certain how guys are going to run routes or where they're going to be. And I'm not speaking for Dak. Dak may say, hey, I think everything's amazing. But as a former quarterback watching it, it's got to get a lot better.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just Troy and Dallas saying, I'll hang up and listen with your answer. That's Troy friggin' Aikman saying that.
He has cachet to say these things.
God, Lord. He's calling out CeeDee Lamb, too, for being not as disciplined in the route running.
Well, that happens when you miss the entirety of training camp. I mean,
that's true.
Dude. Yes. They got to get healthy in this bye week, and they got to get right. And who's going to be the one to tell them to get right? Is it the $60 million quarterback? Is it the owner? He's handing out all this stuff. Is he the one who's going to tell him to get right? Because that doesn't really sit very well if he's going to just... I mean, this isn't like Major League, you know, where the owner goes strolling in the locker room.
Well, I don't know. I think our owner does go strolling into the locker room.
I don't think he goes in strolling in the locker room. Richie, he does after the game, but I don't think he goes in during the week, during practice, and says, let's call everyone together and say, get your damn act together.
Would it surprise anyone listening to your voice right now if that were the case?
I don't think he does that.
Get your damn act together.
I don't believe...
He doesn't come in and say that.
I don't believe he does that. Is it McCarthy? Is he going to just... Because I'll tell you what, his job is 100% on the line.
No doubt. I think it's the two guys on the defense that aren't playing right now. They seem to be the vocal leaders. No Tank.
But did you go up and say, run your routes better?
I think offense has the whole defense accountable and vice versa.
I think it's Dak. It's got to be Dak. It's got to be the quarterback. Certainly, if it's a route running situation, that Dak must know it. If Troy's seeing it on film, I'm telling you, man, the eye in the sky does not lie. I love listening to Kurt Warner talk about the film he sees, and he just, like, lays it out. The same way Kurt, when he talks about film and what he sees on film, what he thinks a quarterback is seeing or not seeing, or what route runners are doing or not doing, he sounds exactly like Troy Aikman just sounded. That is 100% the unvarnished truth.
Well, those are Hall of Fame QBs.
They are indeed, you know, who are also out of you-know-whats to give.
Yeah.
You know, I believe Kurt's out of darns to give.
Yeah, I wouldn't say Kurt would
right,
that
so,
way.
But, you know, honestly, like, who's going to – somebody's got to do that in the bye week, coming out of the bye week.
Well, that person should be CD, right?
It's got to – well, I mean, it's got to be the quarterback. It's got to be – Dak Prescott, he's there. He's not going anywhere. He got his contract. He's got to go. And if it is a route running situation, he's got to go to these receivers and say, if it breaks off at 5, you break it off at 5 on a dime. If it says something, what I need you to be at, and you're not there, I don't care how many Pro Bowls or commas you have in your contract. You got to be there. And CeeDee Lamb wears 88. He knows that.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how this is going to sit from Troy, because I'll tell you what, him going on radio and saying this, I think is going to be more of an impact than Jerry Jones threatening the jobs of two local radio hosts because they're actually questioning his general managing ability, which generally has not been good since the calendar turned. Man, oh, man, oh, man. Week 7. Where did this come from? Week 7, it's no... Am I wrong? Is it never really like this in week 7?
No.
It's usually like the week 12, week 13.
Right. Early, mid-October.
Yeah,
like
the lid's on the pot a little sooner.
Yeah. A little sooner.
Unless we're just recency bias, I don't know.
It's a little hot.
I feel like every year we say, like, I've never seen this happen. And every year the NFL just gets crazier and
sure
crazier
does.
And crazier.
You got the script?
I do...
TJ, you should have known.
Oh, there
it
is.
It's really why you know this. I haven't been very surprised by a lot of that I'm seeing because I have this script.
That's why he's all on the Mets.
TJ's arts and crafts, everybody.
That's why I sacrificed Dallas for the Mets because I
wanted,
it was coming.
I wanted to get the subject of the Mets losing to the Dodgers and the Cowboys being called out for their lack of consistency, if not...
I'm okay with Troy doing it.
If not lack of success... by Troy Aikman. I want to get that out of the way before we brought in one of your favorite people on the planet.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be disrespecting me with my girls out here.
Mila Kunis is here. Good Rich is in theaters starting tomorrow in support of that, as well as...
Good Rich?
Good Rich. This is the Good Rich Eisen show,
how about
huh?
That?
Oh, it's the Great Rich Eisen. Mila Kunis in person coming up. For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/AmexBusiness. Healthy hydration isn't just about drinking water. It's about water and electrolytes. You lose both water and sodium when you sweat, so both need to be replaced to help prevent muscle cramps, headaches, and energy dips. Now, you might think drinking Beyond Thirst would be a good idea. Nuh-uh. That dilutes blood electrolyte and sodium levels, which could lead to headaches, low energy, cramps, confusion, or worse. A solution isn't to stop drinking water. It's to drink water plus electrolytes. Enter Element, created by former research biochemist Rob Wolf and Keto Gains founder Luis Villasenor. Element has enough sodium, potassium, and magnesium to get you feeling and performing your best. Plus, it has zero sugar, artificial colors, or other dodgy ingredients. Also, Element guarantees you find a flavor you love. Try fan favorites, citrus salt or raspberry salt. Get spicy with mango chili or mixed chocolate salt into your morning coffee. Element came up with a fantastic offer for us. Just go to drink LMNT.com/Rich Eisen to get a free sample pack with any purchase. That's drinklmnt.com/Rich Eisen. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service? They'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Back here on the Roku channel, Roku Sports channel. Radio audience will rejoin in a couple of minutes. First of two times, I say hello to the executive producer and one of the stars of Goodrich, which is in theaters tomorrow. Mila Kunis, good to see you. How are you?
Great. I'm so happy that this happened. I have to tell you, you've been working with TJ for so long, and I never met you. And then, cut to 3 weeks ago or two weeks ago, we run into each other at an ice cream shop.
I do too. Little froyo.
Wow.
Little froyo.
And then kids, here we are.
And here we just chit chat, and here we are, and setting up clips. Goodrich, again, is in theaters tomorrow. Michael Keaton plays your dad. You got a distant relationship with him. It's a little complicated, a little bit too complicated to set up. But this is you with him in a theater near you tomorrow. You know, when we met each other, you know, you were with your kids. I was with my daughter. Mm-hmm. And I've, you know, seeing this movie and the conversations you have with him, I'm like, I don't think I will ever have a conversation like that with my daughter. You know, I will swear by that.
Yeah, I hope not.
Because I don't want to give away too much about the ending.
Yeah.
But it's a complicated relationship.
It's a complicated relationship. It's loosely based on the director-writer's complicated relationship with her father. Mm. And so it's very much rooted in a lot of honesty, which is why I think people love this movie so much. It doesn't feel fabricated. It really does feel like real people having real conversations.
And I have Mila Kunis here on the Rich Eisen Show. Our radio audience just returned. Goodrich is in theaters tomorrow. We just showed a clip. And you and Michael Keaton. What is it like acting with this guy?
Oh my God, I love Michael. I genuinely love Michael Keaton. He's funny. I think I said it before, he's like an onion. Like, there's so many layers to Michael Keaton. He's like Mr. Mom and Batman and Beetlejuice, all wrapped up in one. And he very much is that person. Like, he is all, he's funny, he's sharp, he's awesome. He's Michael Keaton.
Yeah. He's the Birdman and all of that, too. Be more recently, right?
Birdman.
Yeah. Diehard Steeler fan. I mean, he is.
Oh, yes. That's right. Pittsburgh.
Exactly.
Philly. Yeah. That's where he's from.
Pittsburgh. Yeah. He's a Pittsburgh guy.
I knew this.
I even
knew what the Steelers were. Are you not proud of me? I'm proud of myself.
You're proud of yourself.
I am. These are the things I'm really proud about.
And so what attracted you to this film? You're an executive producer on this movie. What made you want to be part of this?
You know what? I love making movies. I do. And I think that there's different types of movies you can make. Like, I just came off of Knives Out, which is like these big movies where you spend days doing one scene and they're very elaborate and there's so much sitting, but you actually don't get to ever feel like you're in the movie itself.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about doing these little indies. I mean, it's all for the love of the story and the characters and the dialogue and being in it. And everything moves really fast. There's something, I just love it. I love the characters.
I'm friends with Kevin Pollak, who's in this movie.
You are?
Yes.
I love him.
So do I. And he's one of our favorite guests to have here, too. And he said, ask Mila.
Oh, God.
About, did he teach you how to imitate?
Oh, yes.
Michael Keaton?
Yes. I can't do it very well, but he has a very good way of doing, it's kind of like Keaton has this thing, God, I don't even know if I should talk about it but he has this thing that he does on camera. I can't do it, but you should have camera. It goes like, he does this like, it's like this,
like this move.
Yeah, it's a little bit like Michael J. Fox-ish where he's just like, oh, And he's just like jumpy a little bit, and he does a really good job at it. He's like, I can show you how to imitate.
Well, I mean, he does everybody anyway, you know, pretty much.
I see, he does a really
good job. Sounds like it was fun on the set. Pretty cool.
We had a great time. I mean, we had such a short period of time to shoot the whole movie in. Right. We shot in like under 30 days in LA.
Jeez. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, at least LA, it's a home game for
you. It was really, yes. I mean, that was the selling point, was that I don't work while my kids are in school.
Right.
And so I only do projects during summer.
Right.
Or they have to shoot in LA. And right. Since nothing shoots in LA, I was very happy that this happened. That's outstanding.
Well, obviously, if you ever need any assistance in having your kids being watched or taken care of,
there's you're volunteering
guy.
Yourself?
No.
Oh, okay.
My hands are full. You saw my hands are full. No, it's the
TJ?
It's the gentleman over your right shoulder.
Wow, not
wait,
an
guys,
endorsement.
Can I ask a question? Hold on. Why is everybody so far away in this room? is there a reason behind
it? It's just, I don't know. I mean, well, TJ has
for, like,
a spot.
Sound?
Oh, no, it's just, you know, it's
how it's always been.
It's always been.
But they're so close.
They're closer.
Well, our tables are connected.
Right. Well,
yeah. One giant.
TJ was we've been on the air 10 years. 10 years. TJ was like a mid show ad like about right. 5 years ago.
So they just I had to get him where I fit in. So
in the corner.
Yeah. By the way, what are you talking about? Like you set up everything like it's your house.
Saying,
like there's a
big
Dr. J behind you.
Dig me spot right here.
It's my dig me spot.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to ask. Okay, sorry. What was the question? Oh, TJ watching the children. Yeah, that could almost happen.
Almost.
I mean, it could happen.
Why would you say that to these people? First of all, who was the first person when your daughter was a baby and you and your husband went to go to dinner one night?
Yeah.
Who'd you call to come to the other side of the earth to come babysit your most prized possession?
Yes, but it's been 10 years.
Yeah, so it's easier now than it was then.
I would trust you. I actually would trust you. You'd be really fun.
Well, by the way, my 16-year-old son is looking for a babysitting job if you need any of that help. I got that.
Does he like to throw football?
He does not.
The thing is my son.
No, but he will do other stuff.
Oh, like arts and
yes. Oh,
oh yeah,
yes.
got it. I think, yeah, no, I'm in. I'll take him. I'll take Teach, too. The thing good. About the kids is my son wants to just throw a ball.
Yeah.
All the time. Like, you know, and not, there's only so many balls I want to throw. I'm going to be really honest. Like, this isn't my, world of expertise here, guys.
So, football. Wiffle ball, anything?
Any ball right now.
My youngest son, we once caught trying to dribble a marble. He would, because anything that's round,
that's funny.
He would try and do anything. So I understand that mentality
It's that drones, flying things. Mm. Like, he's a stereotype. Wait, did TJ tell you about when he had to coach the team by himself?
He did not.
Oh.
TJ, would you care to?
Wait, can I say it? It's really cute.
Yes, please.
It's
so sweet. Yeah. Tell us the story about TJ Jefferson.
So TJ and, but you talk about this, right? Like, it's not like.
No, he does not. Yeah, no. He doesn't talk about anything.
Okay.
Honestly.
I know. That's why I love him.
He doesn't talk about anything. He is an absolute vault. We have no idea how old he is. And I have human resources records that I could check, but I do not.
I know.
Shut up, Mila.
Careful. She's a guest here.
Wait, I do know. But I only know because it's TJ. Okay. I won't reveal.
Yes.
But you know he coaches my son's little peewee football. Yes, nope. We do know this. Yes,
yes.
And then he co-coaches with my husband.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We don't know. What do you mean?
You and Ashton. I know this.
He's the head coach. I'm more like, you know, I'm the
quality control.
I'm quality control. I'm like, I'm hyping the kids
up. Back guy.
Ashton's the X and O guy. Like watching football with him.
Who writes the plays? Like
Ashton
who?
Does.
Oh, okay.
So he's the guy. You watching football with him? He's pausing the game. Well, if the linebacker would have shot the wide gap right here, and I'm like, bro, just hit. Like, no,
he's pausing National Football League games to get ideas for the peewee team.
Well, not that.
But also that. Yes.
He'll watch
really
the Bears and be like, why a play broke down, and he'll explain to you why the linebacker should have shot the gap and did. I was like, okay, boss.
But this is to you, he'll try to do. And now he tries to do it to the kids as if, like, that's going to go anywhere. So Ashton gets, like, a really bad cold. Like, he kicks his butt, like, he's out. So TJ has to coach the kids once by himself.
This was Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
Okay.
So I have to take the kids to football practice, but TJ's the coach. Really, I should have recorded it because I can't really reenact what it's like. TJ, to me, visually, at the distance, I was like, I think TJ's doing a really good job. Like, the kids look like they're in formations. What are they called? Like, play formations? Like,
yeah, you got formations.
Right there. And they're, you know, running back and forth. Everything's good. I was gonna say rehearsal. It's not rehearsal. Practice is done. And TJ holds his little bag and he's like walking out. And I was like, how did it go? And he was like, I'm never doing this again. this is the worst thing I've ever done. These children. He goes in and he goes, these children don't listen. Guys, I have children.
Yeah, welcome to parenting.
But they were actually really good. Do you know what I mean? Like, this was them being really good.
On their best behavior.
This is as good as it's ever going to get. And he was like, well, they're not listening. I'm telling them what to do. I should have recorded you going on a rant.
I was like, it's like hoarding cats out here.
He was so upset. And I'm telling you, best behaved kids ever. They were like, okay, yes. They were listening. They were kids, but they were listening. He comes out and he's like, no, this is never happening again.
Bro, seven and eight. What do you expect?
Now you know how Mike McCarthy feels.
I get it.
And now it makes it, it seals the deal. Let my kid babysit, not him.
The way she described the formation, I'm surprised, because last year we were watching a game me and her are sitting in the stands and she's watching and she's like, oh, look at them. They're so cute. Why are they standing around in a circle there? Oh, are they going over their plans? And I was like, well, it's a huddle, not a circle, and they're plays, not plans. But yeah, sure. Yeah. So the fact that she knows formation at this point, she's come along.
Maybe it's because of Beyonce.
What do you mean?
There's a song that says get in formation.
Yeah, okay, I got it. So then it begs the question, and as a follow, what is Ashton like as a head coach? What is he like as a coach?
Oh, he was born to coach kids.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. He is incredible when it comes to herding cats. Like, he just is. He's so magical at it. They listen. They respect him. He loves it. He's great. It's not his first time coaching football.
Okay.
Like, I think that there was, like, another world where this could have been his full-time job. But for fun, many moons ago, he coached
Harvard Westlake.
Yeah, a high school in L.A. Yeah. Assistant coach.
That's a serious sports program.
He had like 3 months off and he was like, well, this seems like a good idea. I'm going to go coach some kids. Like, but he's so good at it. I'm not. That is not my.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, in COVID, you learned a lot about yourself.
Sure.
I don't know about you, but I learned a lot about myself.
I think the world did. Yeah.
I'm not going to be a teacher in life, guys, in case you were like, could I teach? The answer is no, I couldn't. Because when our kids were now homeschooled for a minute, I tagged out a lot. I was like, I'm out. And this is kindergarten I was tagging out of. You know what I mean? Like, we're not even talking like math. We're just like kindergarten. I was like, I'm out.
You're not.
I was like, bye. But I can do like cooking and arts and crafts and things like that. But the patience to truly teach someone something and have their attention and earn their respect, I don't have.
Well, while we're learning some, stuff about you, Mila Kunis.
She's a great cook, by the way, too, just so everybody knows.
I like hearing about all this stuff, but there are certain questions about your career that we need answered here.
Okay, go.
When was the last time we did Celebrity True or False around these?
It's been a minute.
Wow. It's been a while.
I don't know.
So let's do it. Celebrity True or False with Mila Kunis. Hit it.
Celebrity True or False.
You can't handle the truth.
That's our production value.
That's really, it's fancy.
Well, you're a producer. You should know.
I mean, this is costly over here.
There you go. All right, first one up. Celebrity True or False with Mila Kunis. First up, true or false, after moving from Ukraine at age 7, you were helped to learn English by watching The Price is Right.
Did I just answer?
Yes.
True.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
So.
Yeah. I mean.
You did not know any English when you came to the country?
I knew zero. Not one word. Not yes, not no, nothing. Not
okay.
I came at like 7.5.
Okay.
But yeah, when I arrived to America, I mean, I can give you the whole story, but the short of it is my parents didn't tell me we were moving to another country.
Okay.
They told me we were moving to a different house. And
just have
technically true.
All right.
Huh?
Technically true.
Yes.
You did
technically,
move to a new house.
For sure. So. We got on a train. And I was like, whoa, this house is far away. And then we got on a plane. And I was like, whoa, I've never been on a plane. And keep in mind, like, this is coming out of what was then USSR.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I had that much exposure to anything.
Right.
Communism. And so we get on this plane and I'm like, oh, my God, this is what is happening. I saw McDonald's for the first time. I had Coca-Cola for the first time. We arrived in Queens. You have to go through all this paperwork. Arrive in the States. And no, I did not speak a word of English. But the second we arrived, I had to go to school.
And so suddenly you're watching Plinko and Bob Barker. And you're watching. So is that how you learned about how to say a brand new car? Yeah,
exactly.
Or something?
Come on down. You know what it is? It's the on television, yes. When you watch the news back in the day before there was 24-hour news, morning news,
yes.
What was on. We didn't afford cable, so we had no cable. So our thing was like channel 2, 4, 7.
Seven
and 11.
Yeah.
And so before school, I would turn it on, and one of the things was Price is Right, and he spoke really slow. And he enunciated. And so it was like one of these things where there was a visual cue, and there was an audible, like there was auditory and visual where you can understand what he was saying with a visual. So I understood like $2, two, car. Like there's elements to it that I truly believe to this day. Like I'm not going to discredit the teachers. They also taught me
Understood.
English, of course.
Yes.
But my mom and I watched Price is Right.
Huh. And so what did you think of TJ's performance on The Price is Right?
Oh my God, TJ, was I not excited? Come on, I was stoked. What did I think of it? I think I still have it recorded. You should ask me, I was on it too, Rich.
When?
I was, oh my God, this is like, I peaked. This is when I peaked, okay? I love Price is Right. And we were doing press for, I don't remember.
Okay.
A movie.
Okay.
I think it was Bad Moms. It was Bad Moms.
Okay.
We were doing press for Bad Moms, and they were like, listen, there's an opportunity. Do you want to do a Bad Moms takeover of The Price is Right? And I went, ugh. I mean, I might have shed a tear. And I was like, yeah, I do. And so there's a whole episode where the girls and I did Price is Right, and I played Plinko. And people thought that it was all set up because I kept getting like, I got 100 and I got Plinko. And I was like, no, this is just karma because I love the show so
damn
much.
Plinko's not fixed.
It's not fixed, guys. No, it wasn't fixed.
Not at all. Number two,
Master Key is fixed, though. I can tell you that.
Oh, no, it's not. You didn't do it. You didn't play it right.
Which one?
The Master one Key, the one he lost because he tried to be. You try to be funny instead of just being straightforward and take the middle key. I knew it.
TJ.
Well, she knows me. She knows I can't just.
Next up, true or false, Mila Kunis, your first acting job was in a Barbie commercial for a toy that was never released.
True.
What toy was it?
It was Camping Barbie.
Oh.
Why didn't. So Camping
Something
Barbie never
like
made
that.
It out of it?
There must have been another, like, there were, oh gosh, I don't even know what these things are called, but there were like. Not prototype,
right.
But there were like commercials for for possible objects.
Yes.
But it was never released. But it was for a Barbie that never came out. And the reason why I keep saying it's Camping Barbie is because we were shooting it like in a park where it was like a camping atmosphere to
yes.
it.
Yes, uh-huh.
But that was my first commercial. It wasn't my first job, but it was my first
commercial. What was
commercial.
Your first job?
I have to look back exact dates, but it was either Days of Our Lives,
okay.
where I played Young Hope. Or it was a movie called Piranha.
Piranha? You were in Piranha?
Roger Corman's Piranha.
How old
yes, the
were you in Piranha?
Remake, the remake of it that he produced.
How old were you?
I was 9.
So you're on the set of Piranha where these fish eat human beings as a 9-year-old?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Man, that put me in a fetal position watching The Price is Right any day of the week.
I know. But I loved it. Oh, yeah. I mean, there was fish everywhere and fake blood everywhere. It was great.
Wow. All right. Next up, speaking of soap opera, true or false, Mila, you initially didn't want to do that 70s show, but instead preferred doing a soap opera because there was a hot guy in it and your manager talked you out of it.
True.
That is true.
That is very true.
That's a dead on accurate.
Yeah. Because when I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
I was the first one cast on 70s show, and it was a pilot, and I was like, I don't want to be in a show about the 70s. Like, who cares about the 70s? Like, I was like, but the soap opera's got cute guys in it, and I was 14, and I was like, that seems like a better decision. And my manager was like, why don't we not make this decision and see if you really do get 70 show? Because 70s was like the next callback or whatever, the direct, whatever it was, the network call. Anyways, I got 70s. And then that night she was like, you're going to do 70 show. And I was like, oh, Susan, come on. And I don't remember what the show was called that I was supposed to do that I got. But it was with cute boys. It wasn't called Sunset Beach, but it was called something.
Okay.
And I was like, come on. And she's like, no, you got to trust me on this one. You got to do 70s.
When did you know that show was hit? When did you know?
I don't think I did. I was very naive, and I went to public high school, and I looked at acting as like the world's greatest hobby that I had the privilege of pursuing. I didn't know it was a hit until I knew what my bank account was. And I didn't know what my bank account was until I was 18.
No kidding.
Yeah. And then my dad sat me down and was, I was like maybe 17. I just graduated high school. And because I didn't care. I could care less about money. I was like, I don't care. And people were like, we're renegotiating. And I was like, I don't care. I just want the shit. I love working. And I was moving out. My dad's like, look, I need to sit you down. We need to talk about your finances. And I was like, I don't care. And he goes, you have to sit down and listen to me. And then he like showed me my finances. And I was like, like it was just like icing on the cake, but could care less. Could care less.
So you didn't know what was in your bank account from that 70s show until your dad sat you down when it was.
I did not know what was in my bank account from the age of 9. I had parents that like took all my money, put in the bank account. Yeah. Like I have incredible parents. They worked full time. Mm-hmm. They had real jobs, like their own jobs. If I ever needed money as a kid, we had a drawer in the house that I would just like open and take like $20, $40, whatever I needed. Like it was, there was like an open line of dialogue.
How about that?
And so I never thought about it.
All right. I got two more for you here. Mila Kunis, true or false? Seth MacFarlane took so long casting the role of Laurie and Ted that you became old enough to be believable as Mark Wahlberg's girlfriend and got cast.
Also true.
Come on. How long did he take to cast?
I don't think he took long to cast. I think that the movie went through different. Before Wahlberg was in it, it went through a different cast. It wasn't just the part of the girlfriend. It was like, I think it was hard to get a movie made about a talking teddy bear. Like, guys, how do you pitch that? Like, oh yeah, we're going to make a movie about a talking teddy bear. Also, he curses. So it's like a movie that's not like for kids, but there's a bear in it, you know? And so I think people were just a little bit tentative about this whole idea. And so I remember he was like, can you throw out some like names of like young actresses who are like, you know, 24, 23, 24. And I was maybe like 19, 20, 21 at the time. And I was like throwing out different ideas of
who
different
did you
actresses.
Throw out? Do you remember?
He would probably remember, but I genuinely do not.
Okay.
But he would remember. And then at one point he was like, well, now do you want to do it? And I went, oh yeah, okay, I'll do it. Like that was just it.
But you knew the script and what the bear was saying and all that stuff. And
no,
you know.
Nope. I did after I said I would do it. I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And then he was like, you want to read the script? And I was like, okay.
What was your first impression of the script?
Oh, that was really funny. I think MacFarlane's writing is so funny.
I mean,
I think his writing is extraordinary. Oh, it wasn't just his. Sorry, I don't want to take credit away. We had two other writers on it.
Sulk, right?
Yes, exactly.
Sulk is one of my favorites.
Yes, but Family Guy writers.
Sure.
They're amazing. We're now directors, but yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Last one for you. True or false, you tore a ligament and dislocated your shoulder training for Black Swan.
Oh, true.
What the hell?
Well, I don't recommend doing anything without knowing what you're doing, right? And by that, I mean, like any time that you pick up a job as an actor and you're like, my character knows how to, I'm trying to think of like an example, knows how to use a bow and arrow,
sure.
Right? You have to go and start instantly learning how to use a bow and arrow. You have to be believable in it or whatever that thing that the character does is.
Yeah.
Well, here my character's a ballerina. And so that takes so many years of just strength training and having like all these things. And I had 3 months to get on point and I had 3 months to figure out how to fake being a ballerina. And your body can only do so much. And then after a while, your body just goes, I'm tired. Like I'm tired. And so I dislocated my shoulder and I was like, oh no. And I think I dislocated it towards the end of rehearsals, but the movie got lost its budget. So that means we had 3 more months of rehearsals.
Recovery. For you.
No recovery. There was no recovery.
Okay.
But I went to an acupuncturist and I'll never forget this because I was like, I can't move my arm. Like my arm couldn't go up and I was like, we're screwed. And Darren sent me to his acupuncturist in New York City. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Darren, I don't think I need an acupuncturist. I think I need to go to like a real doctor.
Uh oh.
And he was like, well, just trust it. Just go to this acupuncturist and see what happens. I walked out of that acupuncture session. I was like, what happened? Like, to this day, I'm so grateful to this one guy in New York that completely, I don't know what he did, but he did something. I did that. Oh yeah. I had like, but we all did. So did Nat. Nat also was completely
She got banged up too?
Oh yeah. We all did. Cause you're also like so small in size. Cause you can't, you dance or you exercise dance for 15 hours a day.
Hmm.
Nonstop, over and over and over and over again. And if we weren't shooting, if you weren't on set shooting, you were off set rehearsing dances and doing things. And so like, no matter how good I got, we did all have to have doubles, but you had to fake being a certain look.
So your words of advice are?
Oh, don't do it.
Don't.
Oh my God. I mean, I'm so happy I did it, but thank God I was young. Like, I wouldn't do it today. I couldn't do today. Not that type of physical. No, couldn't do it.
All right. Fantastic.
I also didn't have kids. You know what I mean?
Plus, so, you didn't have to do your own stunts in Goodrich. You know what I mean?
I didn't.
Pretty much, which is available.
Which stunts? Oh, birth. Birth. That's okay. A stunt.
All right.
Okay.
Very
come
good.
On now.
Spoiler alert. Goodrich in theaters tomorrow. Let's take a break, come back, and just chit-chat for the rest of the hour, and then we'll send you on to the rest of your Thursday.
Okay, great.
Mila Kunis here on The Rich Eisen Show. Back in a sec. Hey, everybody, let's talk about Game Time tickets. If you haven't noticed, basketball season's right around the corner, and I'm really looking forward to seeing all the great action. And now with Game Time's new feature, Game Time Picks, it's even easier to see your favorite teams play live. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. And here in Los Angeles, there's not one but two pro basketball teams with two different arenas, so you need to see the view from your seat. You also need to all-in pricing feature I've been telling you about, so you get to see your total up front with no surprise fees at checkout. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for details. Again, create an account, redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify. With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts are going abandoned and way more sales have. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more, sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/Westwood One.
All right, back here on The Rich Eisen Show. Mila Kunis still hanging with us. We got one more game to play right here.
I'm ready.
How do you
get distracted by all the...
You're so much better than me.
Okay.
I can multitask like that. I got my SAG-AFTRA checks for the little things that I do every now and then.
Okay.
And we play, speaking of Price is Right rules to guess what my check is in a game called Residual Rich.
Yes.
That Mila Kunis is going to be part of here.
Hit it. Me and his money.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
I've got envelope 1, 2, or 3. Which one would you like to choose?
3.
Okay, envelope 3. Okay. What's the first residual check? You still get residual checks from you were on Baywatch as a kid,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you still get stuff from that?
Yeah. Oh, it'll be like the checks will come in at 0.02 cents.
Fantastic.
You're like, what does that even mean? Well,
this is a check combined.
Look at that photo of you.
Oh my God.
Oh, there it is.
That's me.
Oh my God.
But guys, I don't want to take your story away from you, Rich, but I was on it twice and I played two different characters. And one time I was a girl who needs to go get help. And then once I was a blind girl.
who also needed to get help as well. All right. So I was on an episode of CSI Miami.
Okay.
Called
amazing.
Caged. Yes. This is a combined check for a lot of stuff. Internet, rental, basic cable, pay TV. Closest without going over. Chris Brockman, you guess, what is this check for?
Let's see. Oh, Drake May, $10, 10 cents.
$10, 10 cents.
Closest Mike Del Tufo, without going over.
Without going over.
Okay.
Your Price is Right rules, you clearly know it.
Okay.
Right?
$15.
TJ Jefferson, you normally go last, but we're going to let our guests do the same. Well, turn his microphone on, Mike,
TJ,
please. Turn your microphone on.
$8.78.
Again, by the way, back on the Rich Eisen Show, our radio show is here. We're playing Residual Rich, guessing my check that I got from SAG-AFTRA for my episode of CSI Miami Cage. Mila Kunis We have $10, $10.10, $15.878. Closest without going over. What do you think this check is?
I'm gonna say $1. Sorry, guys. I think that all, I'm gonna go low. Okay, I'm gonna go low on this.
Actual
one.
Retail check is $17.01.
That was way more. See, and I thought it was going to be like $3. You know what I mean?
It normally is.
Normally, they're very low.
Okay, so Mike Del Tufo, congratulations.
Yes. First win.
And everybody else, we have some nice party gifts for you.
Like a popcorn maker.
Thank you very much. I'm at the Rich Eisen Show desk on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. What's your favorite line that you said in that 70s show? What is your favorite line your character ever delivered that you love, that you think you nailed it? It's great. The audience loved it. What is that?
I've never seen a single episode of that 70s show.
Get out of here.
Not one. And so the problem with that is I have no recollection of anything that I shot. I truly don't. I'm so sorry. Like, I know that there's something that my husband quotes all the time. It's not what I said, though.
Okay.
And because I'm always like, oh, my God, it's so cold, because I hate being cold. Uh-huh. And I was like, it's so cold. And he just turns to me and goes, well, damn, Jackie, I can't control the weather. So I know that that's a line, but
that's the name of our group chat in my phone.
Well, damn, Jackie, I can't control the weather.
All right.
I don't know a single line that I uttered. Probably the only thing I can remember is I think the way that I got, one of the reasons I think I got the job was in the audition. I had to say Michael. And for whatever reason, I was like, I'm going to say it funny. And maybe that was my version of how people spoke in the 70s. But I was like, whatever the line would be. And I would be like, Michael. And that's not how I said it. How did I used to say it? Anyways, so maybe that's maybe.
Because Rich, I would ask her, because I watched the show, like.
And you got a television from it over there, right?
So I would be like, hey, this episode. And she would just look at me like, TJ, I don't remember shooting that at all. And I got over to the point over the years where I was like, yeah, they shot so many, nobody remembers anything about the show.
What about Ted? Do you ever see Ted back? Do you ever watch Ted back?
I've seen every movie I've made once.
That's it? What, in a premiere or something and never again?
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. I think that if I were to watch it back again, I would be so hypersensitive and hyper-focused and like tweaks. Do you know what I mean?
Would you show your children Ted?
Yeah, for sure. I showed my kids, but I wasn't in the house. They were at a friend's house, and the friend's like, I want to watch a movie. And they're like, let's watch Honey, I Shrunk Ourselves. But if you watch Honey, We Shrunk the Kids, you might find something funny in it. And they're like, okay, great, we'll watch Honey, We Shrunk the Kids. And, you know, it's like a series of movies.
Yeah.
And they watch Honey, We Shrunk the Kids. No, Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves.
Yes.
And I'm in it. And all of a sudden, I hear, Mom! And I was like, yes, surprise. So I'm down to show them things that I did, for sure.
Well, I mean, but Honey, I Shrunk Ourselves doesn't have a profanely talking teddy bear.
Oh, I don't mind profanity. I mean, my kids, I don't know. You don't know me very well, Rich, but profanity is not of a... We don't have a cursed jar or whatever in our house. I'd be broke. Like, it doesn't...
No, I understand there's a cursed jar, but then...
No, we don't have one.
Out of Ted's mouth.
Oh, I know. I mean, I would show it to them later in life. Not today.
How old are they right now?
They're babies. They're 10 and 7. 10 almost 8. But no, not today. But they can see like other things that I've done that are... I don't have very many PG things anyway, so they're limited in their options.
Yeah, we're not showing them Sarah Marshall for a while.
There's nothing. They can't see anything. Like,
Sarah Marshall.
Black Swan. They can't see anything I do. Maybe they can see like Book of Eli. Maybe, but they can't see... They can't see anything.
Well, that 70s show. You can see that, right?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but there's so much. I mean, yeah, they could.
But not Friends with Benefits for sure. No.
Not Friends with Benefits. No.
Definitely not.
No, there's. I'm not a very kid friendly actress. You know what I mean? Though I did a cartoon. Family Guy.
I know. What kid friendly cartoon have you done? I'm like,
I know, my kids are like, can we watch Family Guy? And I'm like, nope. But I record Family Guy. I have a recording booth at the house. And so I was like, oh, I got to go record Family Guy. And my daughter's now like, well, can I come listen? And I go, nope. Because it's so
inappropriate. Not yet.
Oh, I know.
Okay. Well, I learned a lot.
Did you?
I learned a lot. I learned that TJ is not going to babysit. Yeah,
okay, wait. Now let me retract, TJ.
Oh, no, we're out of time. It's so sad.
I want you to go. Nothing makes my kids happier than when TJ has them, I will tell you. Because TJ comes over with McDonald's, hot wings,
crap.
Yes. Oh,
fantastic. By the way, hour number 3 is coming up on the Rich Eisen Show on the radio side. We're still here for about another minute and a half. So TJ, you're good.
I love the kids, man.
I know you do. He talks about them all the time.
They love TJ.
But he doesn't really talk about, you know, his personal life in that regard.
Yeah, he's very
quiet. He'll talk about what he did, and I would just look at him and go, Ashton. Yeah. You know, and because he won't name drop. He won't do it. He will not do it. I have no problem doing that. So I try to teach him, like, go ahead and name drop. Like, what do you care? You know, I don't.
He won't do it?
He will not.
Nope.
Isn't that funny?
He will not.
Sometimes I do.
I was watching the Bears game this weekend, and I'm like, I know exactly where you were.
Be like in the barn?
In the barn.
Like, yeah.
We were in the Rich, you should come to the barn.
I'm happy to come to the barn.
Oh, you never. I'm inviting you to the barn.
Let's do it. Okay. I'm happy to do it.
You never go out to the barn with us.
Well, I don't. Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to be in the barn, but Rich can be in the barn.
I'll come to the barn. I'll bring Mila.
I'll come to the barn. I'll come watch a game.
There you go.
Yeah. We can, when the Bears go to the Super Bowl.
Okay, well, we're never going to watch
a game
together.
Do you have Ashton's drop that we play all the time here? Because we had him call out the Bears head coach, Matt Eberflus. Do you have that, Mike?
Hold on.
The kids and I went to our first, not my first, but the kids' first football game.
Oh.
That's a good story. We're on a sporty show. The kids went to their first live sporting event.
Very good.
Yeah, we
had fantastic.
Fun.
There you go. Look at you guys. Look at those crazy kids.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for coming on, Mila.
Isn't it time for us to redo it, though?
I think so.
Let's do it.
Look how cute we were.
Goodrich in theaters tomorrow.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
Baby S is giving me money-making moves in the world.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to have one kid who's like, I want to just live in a box and do, like, artistic dancing and paint. Ocean's going to be like, it doesn't matter if I'm broke, Mom. I'm passionate about it. And Baby S is going to be the one that says, passion doesn't pay bills, Ocean.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.